mute while you're not speaking, and we'll start off immediately with some words from Mayor Peery.
Good afternoon, everybody that's on the phone call today. Thank you very much for taking part and time to participate in this very important meeting and keeping our community updated on the COVID-19 situation within the city of Timmins. Tough news again yesterday afternoon in relation to a fatality associated with COVID-19. Our extreme condolences go out to the family and friends of this individual. And our thoughts and prayers, of course, are with all of those that knew the gentleman. We have all the important players on the line right now, so we will hand it over immediately to the Portland Health Unit. Thank you.
Hello, thank you, Mayor Peery. So today it is obviously with great sadness that I have to report that we've had another death from COVID-19 from the Porcupine Health Unit area. This gentleman was in his 70s, had been admitted to Timmins and District Hospital, and was tested positive on April the 5th. His death was not related to any institutional outbreaks previously or currently under investigation and monitoring. Out of ultimate respect for his family and friends, no further information will be shared. On behalf of the Porcupine Health Unit, we again extend our most sincere sympathies to his family and friends. At this point in time, it is increasingly important to recognize that while many individuals have only mild infections and mild symptoms with COVID-19, serious complications can occur. Although some groups, such as older adults and those with pre-existing medical conditions, are at greater risk, anyone can develop this infection. We continue to encourage and thank all community members for their ultimate dedication and commitment to taking the steps necessary to prevent further spread of COVID-19 within our communities and protect all community members while preventing further tragic outcomes. Today, the current number of cases is 50. As of yesterday, 1,141 COVID-19 tests have been completed in the Porcupine Health Unit region. 30 cases are currently resolved and 361 are under investigation. As we continue, again, we continue to increase testing across the region and expect these numbers to continue to increase and further inform our steps going forward. Yesterday, as everyone is now likely aware, the Porcupine Health Unit and Timmins and District Hospital declared an outbreak of COVID-19 at the hospital following Ministry of Health guidelines after a patient tested positive for COVID-19 during the course of admission. As with all outbreaks, we work through the complex investigation of the case in order to determine if there's any potential transmission within the facility. As the investigation proceeds, the Porcupine Health Unit will continue to work with the hospital and their team to ensure all precautions and procedures are in place to further protect staff and patients. We will provide additional information as appropriate as the investigation process continues. At this time, I have no further details to share. However, I would like to confirm that an outbreak is declared in an institution when there is a positive case within the facility. It is a classification under the Health Protection and Promotion Act that requires public health to respond to reports of suspected and confirmed outbreaks of reportable diseases, which includes often several different gastroenteritis and respiratory illnesses that may occur within institutional settings. The Porcupine Health Unit helps institutions such as hospitals, long-term care homes, and retirement homes manage and prevent outbreaks. Often the connotation or the use of the word term outbreak is related to numbers of cases or burden of disease. However, with COVID-19, the outbreak term is used to implement important processes and procedures to further facilitate the investigation and management. This includes an ability to link all the tests of any individuals that may be linked to any said outbreak. I would like to further confirm that the declared outbreak at Extendicare is over. And again, it's important to note that this is done with an evaluation of the details and timelines and all of the information that we've gathered through the investigation and management process. We thank the staff there and the team for the tremendous work in really limiting the potential spread of COVID-19, and continue to work with them in all facilities to ensure that all these measures are in place to protect all staff and all residents and all patients. The Porcupine Health Unit continues to promote the important measures that will help protect us all from COVID-19. We continue to remind individuals to stay home as much as possible, avoid non-essential trips within the community and definitely outside of your community. Maintain 2 meters distance between yourself and others when you do need to leave the home. We know COVID-19 is circulating in our communities. We've seen local transmission, and we all play an absolutely critical role in reducing tragic outcomes from this pandemic. It is important to flag again that many people may be only very mildly unwell. This includes things from runny nose to a change in smell or a change in taste, in addition to the long-standing symptoms that we've been reviewing, such as cough, difficulties breathing, or fever. As such, we encourage everyone to continue to review the symptoms that are posted on the Porcupine Health Unit website, our social media pages, on the Ontario website that we continue to share, as well as the provincial online assessment tool. If you have any of these symptoms now, which includes many of these atypical ones, please stay home first. Don't expose anyone else. Call the Porcupine Health Unit and or your primary care provider for referral to an assessment center for an assessment and potential testing. There are now COVID-19 assessment centers open in Kapuskasing, Timmins, Hearst, Cochrane, Iroquois Falls, and Horn Payne. Please again note that you require an appointment, so go through the channels to receive a referral for an assessment center. The Porcupine Health Unit COVID-19 information line will be open Monday to Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and will remain open on the weekends on Saturday and Sunday from 11 to 3. Again, I cannot urge enough that the most critical steps to protect your loved ones and yourself and your neighbors are to stay home. Wash your hands often, physical distancing when you're outside of the home, and this is staying 2 meters apart. Cough into a sleeve or a tissue, try not to touch your face, and wash and disinfect commonly touched surfaces. We want to thank everyone for their ongoing support and commitment to follow these important measures and recognize the extreme challenges that individuals and families are facing at this difficult time. Stay home if you're feeling unwell. Wash your hands often. Help us stop the spread. Again, our thoughts go out to the families and loved ones of those we've lost to COVID-19, and we continue to wish all of those others affected well throughout their course of infection and follow-up. Stay home, stay well, and stay kind. We're all in this together. Merci. Thank you. Miigwech.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Catton. Typically, we go to questions, but today we're going to go directly to the Timmins and District Hospital, as I understand Blaise McNeil is on the line with us.
That's correct. Thank you, Dr. Kitten. Our pandemic planning process ensures that we are ready to quickly respond to changes required during the COVID-19 pandemic. As was announced late yesterday and reiterated today, the Timmins and District Hospital has declared an outbreak of COVID-19 after one patient tested positive for the virus. At this moment, it is not confirmed if the individual acquired the virus while in hospital, but the decision to declare an outbreak was made in consultation with the health unit and is being done out of an abundance of caution, and all patients and staff will be contact traced and take the necessary tracing steps. I can report that process is well along. It was the result of enhanced surveillance measures that the hospital staff quickly identified the change in patient symptoms and immediately completed testing. The patient was immediately moved to an isolated location in the hospital while waiting results. Access to the affected unit has been restricted, and enhanced surveillance measures continue throughout the hospital. We continue to work closely with the Porcupine Health Unit as it reaches out to any potential contacts through the investigation process. You never wish for an outbreak in any healthcare facility. However, it is always something that is planned for. Prior to the declaration, control measures including restriction of visitors in the hospital, all volunteer programs were also restricted. Active screening was and is currently being done at all hospital entrances, and all patients attending the hospital will be required to wear a mask. Enhanced personal protective equipment requirements for staff have been developed throughout the pandemic. These requirements will continue to be implemented to meet guidelines approved by the ministry as they evolve. We understand that this is a stressful time for those who require hospital care or who have loved ones currently receiving hospital care. We want to reassure the community that our focus remains on doing everything we can to ensure continued safety of all patients and staff. The Timmins and District Hospital will continue to ensure that all precautions procedures are put in place to protect our patients and staff. In order to safeguard the privacy of our patients, staff, and their families, we will not comment on the status of any patients or the hospital or hospital staff. Stay safe and stay home unless you have essential business here at the hospital, and please wash your hands often. I'd just like to editorialize a little bit, if I may. My staff are highly skilled professionals, and the staff and physicians are really at the coalface of this. And while they have been professional at all times, I think it's important to recognize that they have friends and family that they are concerned about just like everyone else, as well as themselves, and their anxiety levels are running very high. And also I want to recognize the work of the Porcupine Health Unit. They've been exceptionally helpful since the very beginning of this, and it couldn't have been more evident than the work they assisted us with yesterday. And that's all I have, Mr. Mayor.
All right, thank you, Blaise. At this point, we will go to the media for a few questions.
Hi, it's Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Hi, this could either be for the hospital or for the Porcupine Health Unit. I guess, what kind of changes now can the public expect to see at the hospital if they need to present there? Have you ramped up security measures or screening measures, or what can the public expect, and how can you assure them not to be afraid if they need to come to the hospital for some issue unrelated to COVID-19?
Well, first of all, we wouldn't discourage anyone from coming to the hospital if they have a need to come to the hospital. That's what we're here for, to serve the public. The most visible thing that you will see is more vigilance in the screening areas. You'll notice that the list of questions is much longer, but it's extremely important that the public be forthright and frank about their health status. This disease presents like any number of common respiratory diseases that we see every day in the community, and it's very important that people be very frank with the screeners at any entrance to the hospital.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Any other questions from the media? Okay, hearing none, we'll go to the Cochrane DSAP.
Good afternoon, it's Brian Marks. Emergency medical services had 18 calls yesterday with 12 in Timmins and 4 failed the screening protocol. While on EMS, I'd also like to echo Blaise's comments. The Porcupine Health Unit has been a great partner in working with EMS, and I'd also like to extend that to the emergency department at Timmins and District Hospital. I think the three organizations and three entities are working very well together, and so I commend them on their help with our EMS services as well. In terms of food security, 70 meals were served at the Lord's Kitchen last night, and the remainder were sent to Living Space. Homelessness, we continue to serve approximately 60 people per night at three locations. It is noteworthy that we have registered over 100 in a by-name list for homelessness. So despite the fact that we house 60 per night, there are more than that that are homeless on a nightly basis. I'd also like to take the opportunity to echo the mayor's sentiments on behalf of the board and all of the employees at the Cochran DSAP and extend condolences for the latest victim of COVID-19 in our area to all of his family and friends. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Brian. I'll go back to the media if there's any questions for the mayor or for Brian. Okay, hearing none, then we'll hand it back off to Mayor Perry for closing remarks today.
Once again, thank you, everybody out there, the people at the, as Blaise said, the cold front of this disease. Understanding we still have two of our long-term retirement homes, if we will, that are under outbreak in combination with the Timmins District Hospital. The level of stress in the community is very, very, very high. We mentioned this before. We must retain our civility. We must understand you don't know what the individual in the line you may be in at a grocery store, wherever, may be undergoing. So please be conscious of that. Our first responders are doing a magnificent job. EMS is doing a magnificent job. The doctors, the nurses, the cleaning staffs, everybody's deeply involved in this. Porcupine Health Unit, all doing their part, all doing magnificent jobs. We've got to help them. Remember all the rules associated with protecting ourselves and keeping the community safe. Again, I'll extend my deepest condolences on behalf of the City of Timmins and everybody that works here, and our be so bold as to say all of our citizens. To the family and friends and loved ones of the individual that lost his life to COVID-19. Thanks very much for taking part in this call. Bye now.
All right, thank you everybody for joining, and especially to the media for reporting back.